This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They're watching for what may be more tornadoes across the Deep South today. Forecasters are warning residents to be alert after a wave of storms pounded the region yesterday. The National Weather Service's Bob Orevec.
The state that seems to be faring the worst, especially with respect to the number of tornadoes, has been Alabama. They've had numerous tornadoes reported from Birmingham southward. There's also a lot of reports of hail. And then as you go farther west into Mississippi, there's a lot of severe reports there too, but they're mostly with high winds, with only a few tornadoes reported across southern parts of Mississippi.
The Weather Service says Georgia and the Carolinas could get hit hard today. The hashtag #StopAsianHate has been trending on Twitter after a white gunman was charged with attacking three Atlanta-area massage parlors, killing eight people, most of them Asian women. Police say the suspected shooter told them this was not a hate crime.
21-year-old Robert Aaron Long has been charged with killing eight people at three Atlanta-area massage parlors Tuesday. With six of the victims identified as Asian, the shooting sparked fears of a targeted attack. But Cherokee County Sheriff's Captain Jay Baker told reporters there may have been a different motive.
He does claim that it was not racially motivated. He apparently has an issue, what he considers a sex conviction.
Less than three full months into the year, the attack was the sixth mass killing of 2021 in the U.S., following a drop-off in mass killings during the pandemic in 2020. I'm Mike Gracia.
The House is expected to pass a bill today that gives millions of immigrants in this country full legal status and a chance at citizenship. The coronavirus has now killed more than 538,000 people in this country. Health experts are warning Americans to keep wearing the mask and keep your distance, even as some states begin easing COVID restrictions. This is AP News. A gift from your Uncle Sam.
For a second straight year, Americans will have more time to file their taxes. The IRS is delaying the traditional filing deadline from April 15th to May 17th. It's not just a break for taxpayers dealing with virus-related challenges. The agency itself is dealing with tax changes from the virus relief law. The delay gives it more time to issue guidance. It's also helping send out government relief payments while processing returns. Even with the delay, the IRS urges people to file as soon as possible, especially those due refunds or who may be due more relief money. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Good news for borrowers. The Fed expects to keep its benchmark interest rate near zero through 2023. Despite concerns in financial markets about potentially higher inflation. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.